Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at andersongriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, back with us for her annual review is Bobby Comer, who's the director of the York County Animal Control Center. And I tell you what, this lady, she loves those animals, and she's doing all she can to keep her head above water, because just as our population is growing, so too is the number of pets, and unfortunately the number of pet owners who are not responsible to their pets. That's my comment, not yours. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Tell everybody a little bit about Bobby first.
I am the director of animal services. I have now been in that position for over 7 years.
Whoa.
Yes.
Now tell everybody how you got that job.
I was a volunteer at the shelter and was very passionate about making a difference in our community and moving the shelter in a direction that was very community focused with education and making a difference. And that passion ended up spilling over into this position. So I like to think we're doing it.
Yeah. So you've been involved with all kinds of volunteer organizations before you did this.
Yes.
Professionally.
Right? Yes.
Okay. And I guess you're still involved with those groups.
Well, yeah, we work very, very closely with them. So,
okay, so let's get to the meat of this.
Sure.
We got a problem. We not only York County, but everywhere apparently across the country, has got a problem with an exploding number of pets.
Yes.
That their owners are not taking care of them.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I think it's a combination of factors. The biggest thing that we can't ignore is just the population explosion of overpopulation. And with that comes the need to spay and neuter your pets. We can't be taking in pets and have unwanted pets if we don't have too many to have. So you can't ignore that. One thing that our county has the luxury, and I want to stress luxury of having, because I don't know of any other counties that have this access, is we have had free access to spay and neuter in our county for over a decade now through our nonprofit support.
That's incredible, which means basically there's not a dog or a cat that comes through your facility that doesn't leave being spayed and neutered, right?
And in addition to that, you're correct. But in addition to that, if you have animals that are your own pets that you don't even get from the shelter, there are organizations that will spay and neuter your pets for free.
That's amazing. Good for you. Good for you. All right. So you can handle comfortably how many animals at the animal control? Comfortably.
So
I'm not talking about shoving them in bathrooms like you're doing now.
We have 97 cat kennels and 72 dog kennels.
97 and 72.
Yes.
All right. Now, you're housing more than that right now, correct?
Yes, we are. Yes. We are housing well over 300. We are doing our best to save as many lives as possible, but the nature of our business and how we're set up is if there are cruelty cases, neglect cases, abandonment cases, we need to find a space for them. And so we may not always have the space, but we have to find it in the facility to house them.
So you when you say 300 plus, mm-hmm. you have cages basically for 165.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the excess going?
So we use our foster base. Of course, we have a lot of cat fosters and we have a few dog fosters. So when appropriate, we put animals in placement with them. And you know all about that because you adopted a pet that came through our foster program.
Sure did.
So you know how great that is.
Yep.
We also utilize our space well. We have a lot of dog playgroup engagement. So if we have dogs that really get along well, we make them buddies in a kennel so that they get to kind of cuddle in a kennel and socialize and share a home. And then, of course, we utilize every space we have. there's not one of us that doesn't have a pet living in our office right now. And some of us have multiple pets. It's great for those pets to get a little extra contact also, but we have a really passionate staff. So if there is a space, we're going to find a way to save a life and keep that pet there so it has a chance to find a family.
Well, good for you. But there comes a time, does there not?
Yes.
Where you can't shove the dogs anywhere else. There's no more office space.
Right. Absolutely.
There's no more vacant space. There's no more cages, whatever.
Yes.
And then you have to look at the euthanasia.
Yes, and we do have to make those decisions, sadly. And we're seeing an increase in that across the whole nation, especially in the Southeast region, because what we're seeing across the board as a trend is there are more animals coming into the shelters. Some of it is due to an increase in cruelty and neglect cases, and some of it seems to be due to people citing issues with either housing, where they can't find housing that's allowing pets, and that's a significant issue in our area, and also the ability to afford vet care for their pets.
Ooh.
Yes.
So you're hitting on a topic here that is being, again, talked about across the country, not just here in York County.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have enough affordable housing.
Yes.
Period. So the next best thing to having your own roof over your head is to try to find some place that you can rent, right?
Right.
And the first thing is on the old rental agreement is no pets.
No pets, right. Or one cat sometimes, but there's not a lot of places for people to go with dogs. Dogs especially don't have anywhere to live right now. And so families that have them are finding them in a place where they have the option of not having a roof over their head or looking for a place to rehome and surrender them to. We are getting an average of 30 to 50 surrender calls a day, and that is a population that we don't have space to take into our shelter.
Oh my gosh. What do you do when they call?
We try to offer as many resources as possible for rehoming. There are websites out there that people can go to, but it leads into the bigger topic of everyone needs to have a plan ahead. A pet is a family member, and just like you plan for emergencies for your family, plan for emergencies for your pet. Whether it is a possible preparation for if someone passes in your family, where those pets would go, if you run out of housing, where they would go, if there was a temporary emergency such as a flood or a hurricane, where is your plan for your pets to go?
You know, you hear a lot of conversation about, as you say, planning for an emergency, but also planning for your own demise, whenever that might happen. And there's a lot of people, me included, that have a couple of lines, you know, in their will saying, you know, this is what we're going to do with our dog. We've made arrangements with whoever.
And thank you for being responsible. Yes.
How do you get so attached to an animal that you're just going to cast it aside when something negative happens in your life? I guess desperate times, people do desperate things. I guess.
Yeah, that support system is essential, and I think that's for personal health as well as your family health, and pets are part of your family. So you need to make sure that there are others in your family that are going to respect your wishes and help support that in the interim.
Yeah, and if you are fortunate enough to have any money to leave to those who are going to survive you, mm-hmm. you might want to allocate a little bit of that money to the care of that pet.
Yes.
You know, this is for the future vet bills. This is for future food. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Anyway. So you are, I don't want to overstate this. Are you at a crisis stage?
I think the whole nation's in a crisis state. It is often, if you look at news articles, that's the first thing they say is that there is a pet crisis in the United States.
Which means what to you?
That there are not enough homes for the amount of pets that exist. We are seeing overbreeding, and then we're seeing pets that just don't have anywhere to go.
Golly day. Mm-mm-mm. And what's interesting is in today's world, it is so easy to find a pet if you're in a mindset to do it because everything's electronic. I mean, you've mm-hmm. got pictures of all your dogs. You have, if you're interested in one, you got a whole history on these dogs.
Yes.
You know, you can tell them about personalities. You know, they like other dogs or they don't like other dogs or they, you know, don't like women, don't like men, whatever the case
yes.
is. You do a pretty good job on that.
Yeah, we try to do the best we can. We get them out on social media. We have volunteers that take them out and get little videos for us. We even have a professional photographer that volunteers their time and comes and gets pictures of all the dogs. So we try to go out of our way to market them the best as possible to help find their best family and understand them, so we make sure that they get a good match. And then on top of that, we also work with rescue organizations along the East Coast. So when there's pets that have additional health needs or additional just needs in general, needs special placement, we work with organizations that we can transfer those animals to so they can put them in their foster homes and try to find a fit.
Yeah, there is quite a network out there.
Yes.
It is very interesting. I mean, how many times you read an article about a certain dog or cat, whatever, being flown to another community because that's where that rescue unit is located, and
yes,
they need that particular kind of dog. I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
So we are growing like a weed.
We are.
Here in York County. I keep telling everybody that when I came here decades ago, population was about 123,000, 125,000 people, and now we're over 300,000 people.
Yes.
Right? And the projections are, look out, more of the same. So the numbers, I mean, just the numbers of human beings, and there are national statistics will tell you how many of those human beings have pets.
Right.
And that must scare the yell out of you because you can see what's coming.
It's already here. It is already here. We're part of infrastructure. We serve the community, and the community has pets. And so with that, there's growth that takes place in animal services to meet those demands.
You know, I'm a citizen group of one person. Right? I love what York County has done with Pennies for Progress. Okay, it's just built a network of roads that if we didn't have them now, we would be in a real mess, right? But we've grown a lot since that program started back in 1996, okay? And the penny don't go as far as it used to go, as they have found out from this last referendum. I mean, it costs twice as much to pave a road. What used to be $400,000 to pave a mile of road is now $800,000.
Mm-hmm. Right?
What it costs to build a school is, well, multiples of what it used to be. And I sometimes wonder whether we've gotten to a point where those who are in an elected position at the state level, at the local level, should say to themselves, well, you know, we got to do this stuff, and we may not want to raise property taxes anymore, but why not take a penny and make it three pennies, you know? I just, you know, somewhere down the line, you're going to hit a wall, in this case, pets. What are we going to do with all these pets? You need a much bigger facility. You probably need more people, and that's
you aren't wrong.
Yeah, and that's money, right?
It is money, and I think that our council and our management is well aware of the need.
Sure,
they have been through our facility. They see what we're going through. They see the overflow of the population. And a lot of those animals that we're holding sometimes are even from court cases. So we're holding them longer term, and we don't have the ability to let them go to a transfer organization or adopt them out. So with that, we do need more space to accommodate all of that.
So that's in the wheelhouse someplace.
Yeah, it is definitely in discussion, and council is well aware, and I think they are moving forward with having a firm that is going to be looking at what is fiscally responsible as the next steps, so that we can get what we need in a fiscally responsible way is the best way.
So let me bring up, I guess, a topic that we've talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of the population in York County is east of Highway 274. I think it's 70%, something like that. And yet, the animal control facility is in the western part of the county,
yes,
New York, right? People can be lazy. They don't want to drive any further than they have to drive, right? So you've got a challenge all the time. You may have this, and you do, you've got a wide array of pet options, but they're all in New York. They're not in Rock Hill. They're not in Fort Mill. And my guess is if there are people in Rock Hill or Fort Mill who are looking for pets, they may have other options than just to look to you. They could look to similar facilities in that suburb to the north. Is that right or wrong?
Yeah, we see a lot of, we take in a lot of pets of people that have adopted from other facilities and it wasn't a good fit. And we see that those people live in York County. We do often inquire as to why they don't come to our facility, and distance is usually the factor. They're not wanting to drive far out. We aren't near a main Route 77 to get off and, you know, arrive at our facility like others are. And so that is one of our obstacles and challenges. We try to use social media to circumvent that as much as possible, but you can't force them to come out to our area.
Yeah. Do you ever take a group of your pets? Let's say, I don't know, there's something going on down at XYZ location.
I am so glad you said that, because we have two events coming up in September and they are going to be in those areas. So one of our mission of our volunteers is to support us getting pets into the areas that are closer to where our population is.
We'll just call this on the road. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So on September 13th from 1 to 3 p.m. our pets will be at Illumination Wines in Fort Mill. And on September 28th, they will be at Replay Brewing from 1 to 4 p.m. in Fort Mill. So trying to get our pets into those areas where that population is.
And I tell you what, you know, seeing is believing. I mean, if you bump into these pets wherever they're going to be, chances are you're going to, this might not be a bad idea.
Yes.
Yeah, this might be
a
bad idea.
We recently were at Cabela's. And of the, we took five dogs there, our volunteers, let me put that, our volunteers took five dogs there. Right. And of those, four of the five were adopted directly because of that event. So that was super exciting.
And keep in mind that when you adopt a pet from York County Animal Control, this is really ridiculous. The pet comes chipped, it comes spayed, and he or she is ready to go.
Fully vaccinated.
Fully vaccinated.
Everything's ready to go.
And your big old fee is, what, $75 or something?
$77.
Yeah. Match that against what you would pay in the private sector. Yes. It'd be multiples of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, multiples, it's much more.
Plus, as I mentioned earlier, you've got what I would call a case history of sorts on these animals, as much as you know. But you do the socialization. You can figure out what their traits are.
Yes.
And that's right there in black and white for somebody to take a look at before they make a decision.
Right. And then you get to do the meet and greet. And if you have another pet in your home, you get to bring the pet to the shelter so they actually get to meet in a neutral territory to make sure those pets are a good match. So we have it set up for success for adopters.
Exactly. Because you never know what these – well, you do know because you have these – let's just call it about dogs. You have these dogs – with other dogs, and you can tell pretty quickly whether or not they're going to get along. So you know that, but still, whether they're going to, they may get along well with the pets that are in animal control and come home to your pet, might not work.
They all have different personalities. We have a specialist on staff, and she does is she evaluates their behaviors and their personalities, and so she is the one that helps make the matches. And so she finds out this would be good for this family. This is a low-key family. They have a low-key dog. This is a dog that also likes a low-key lifestyle, whereas another one might want to rough and tumble play, so they need a rough and tumble dog. So she helps find that.
You know, we could spend hours on talking about the selection of pets you have out there. But you've got pets that are mixed breed. You've got pets out there that are purebred dogs that have been dropped off. Purebred dogs?
Yeah.
That people pay thousands of dollars for?
We have two huskies right now that are up for adoption. So fully vetted. Great dogs.
Just we're sitting waiting for you.
Just look waiting at those for the big old perfect blue, family for them.
Look at those blue eyes. Inside of, All right. We're going to take our mid-program break. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, what we do here at Substation 2 is fresh subs and salads, and we do it 6 days a week between 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. How we do it is in the white letters, and if you can read, we want you to participate. At the count of three, one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, It's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
Quality of the food. I get what I want. It tastes great every time.
Hit the spot, definitely. It's amazing.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Most people experience orthopedic concerns at some point in their lifetime, whether it's arthritis, back pain, injury, or any other condition. At Piedmont Medical Center, our team understands joint pain can make a huge difference in your day-to-day activities, and we stand ready to help. With minimally invasive surgical options available, the orthopedic teams in Rock Hill and Fort Mill are here to help you break free from pain so you can live more happily. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built in care.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
I love their fresh meats and the sweet wheat bread.
The bread, their quality meats, and their prices.
It's just always a great, consistent meal.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Bobby Comer is with us. He's the director of York County Animal Control. And tons and tons and tons of information. If you like pets, love pets, whatever, go back and listen to the program, because it's something with it. And I got to tell you, I mean, I'm going to take 30 seconds here. We just adopted, 1 month ago today, I think it is, 1 month this coming Monday, a beautiful little dog. We call her Teddy, T-E-D-D-I-E. And we had certain parameters as to what we wanted. You guys did a great job in matching that. In fact, I can't believe it. I mean, it was just made to order. It's all worked out great. Old Teddy is home, and she's just running the roost and having a good time. So kudos to you and your staff out there.
Thanks.
I tell you what, that's not an easy job to do. You got, I mean, you walk in there and all those dogs are just barking away. Bop, 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 bop. Yeah. So tell me about your volunteers. You get a lot of volunteers that put a lot of time in out there.
We have an amazing group of volunteers. We could not do it without them. We have volunteers that come in daily to socialize the dogs and the cats. So they get them out of their kennels, make sure that they're friendly. They're the ones that tell us a lot about their personalities, because they get to spend a little bit more time with them outside. We also have volunteers that step up to foster, and the fostering program is so important. We learn a lot about the dogs and what they're like in a home. But also the cats, especially we have what's called a bottle baby program right now, the little bottle buddies. And so the newborns that come in that may have lost their mama, we rely on volunteer support to feed those babies until they're old enough to come into the shelter and be vaccinated. So our volunteers not only take care of the animals, they also coordinate all the events. We just talked about some events earlier. They run all those events and get the pets there to make sure that they get seen and find families.
Whew. Good for them. Good for them. And again, as we mentioned earlier, if your dog or cat is not spayed, you can help them out with that.
Yeah. So on our website, there's a list of organizations that provide that. An easy number to remember is 980-DOGS. If you call that number, that is the Spay Neuter Coalition. Project Safe Pet is one of the groups that does that, and that's their hotline, and they coordinate it. But they offer free and reduced cost spay neuter at local clinics. Halfway There has a free program. You can go through their website and sign up. They can get you into a different clinic. And then our Humane Society also has a voucher program to help people with spay and neuter. So there's really no excuses to contribute to the overpopulation.
We've been talking about spay and neutering for as long as I've been on this microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any indications of that most of the pets that you're seeing, or a good percentage of them, are spayed when they come into you?
I wish there was.
Oh, geez.
I do put out those stats every month. If you go to our Facebook page, on social media. I put out on our monthly statistics how many pets are coming in spayed or neutered. And on an average, it's around 85% of dogs are not spayed or neutered coming in.
Oh,
and around 90 to 95% of cats are not spayed or neutered coming in. It's really a challenging problem. We implemented this year also a TNR voucher program, and that allows for citizens, we issue up to 30 of them a month, and citizens can come get two vouchers to take to a local low-cost clinic, and that offers free spay neuter for cats in the community also through us. So there's so many options.
Jeez.
We want to see them fixed.
That's a terrible percentage. That's terrible.
It is. It is. And that's why we keep begging community help. It's all about the community stepping up and getting it done. There is a way.
Okay. The other thing that you always have to be cognizant of is vaccinations.
Yes.
Make sure these animals are properly vaccinated.
Yes. Everything that comes out of our shelter is fully vaccinated. But I also want to call attention to people making sure your pets have their core vaccinations. The biggest one right now that is super, super important is your rabies vaccination. We are seeing surrounding counties have an increase in rabies positive animals in their county, and there have been pet exposures. Please protect your pets. There's low-cost clinics around. There's mobile clinics around. Call us if you need to find out where they're going to be. We have one coming later in September to our shelter that will offer low-cost. It's out there. Get your pets vaccinated and protected.
It's just that simple.
Yes.
I mean, that's the least you can do.
Yes.
Right? And now you're offering it for free, basically. My goodness, that's crazy. All right. So, once again, we're going on the road, as I'm calling it. You and Charles Carrault, the late Charles Carrault. Up into Fort Mill a couple of times next month in September.
Yes.
You're going to bring out whatever number, six or eight dogs,
mm-hmm.
to these two locations. And this is a chance for you to have one-on-one. Figure it out whether you want this dog.
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right. So Saturday, September 13th from 1 to 3 p.m., our volunteers will have some dogs up at Illumination Wines in Fort Mill. On Sunday, September 28th, volunteers will have dogs at Replay Brewing from 1 to 4 p.m., also in Fort Mill. And then something to look forward and put in your calendar in November, our volunteers are having their first annual cornhole tournament at Papa Doc's to do some fundraising. And we'll also have adoptable pets on site. How exciting that is that? And then to add the icing on the cake, in September, it is Responsible Dog Ownership Month. So not only is it important to get those rabies, but if you're looking for a pet and your pet is spayed and neutered and up to date on its vaccinations and heartworm preventions, we are offering a reduced rate of $30 adoption fee for people that demonstrate responsible pet ownership. How amazing is that?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I mean, you've done what you can do. Now we got to get more people to be understand what you're doing. It's called promoting what you're doing and being responsible pet owners once they take on these pets.
Yes.
Bottom line, I want you to go back and just take 60 seconds.
Okay. Because
that's about all we got left. About this, you need to have an emergency plan for your pet.
Yes.
Because life can throw you a curveball before you know it.
Yes, and it usually does. There's two parts to that. One, for emergency situation, making sure you have a emergency pet kit set up with vaccinations, your pets up to date, your microchipped, all that good information. And the second is backup people, a support system to take on your pet in case of an emergency.
Bobby Comer, you're the best. Thanks for all that you're doing and your volunteers up there at York County Animal Control. It's a fascinating story. Good luck with handling the tidal wave of pets that are coming your way.
Thank you.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. By the way, what's your website very quickly to find more about this?
If they go to yorkcountygov.com and just click on Animal Services on the front page.
That's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. Okay, if you can read the King's English in the white letters, we're going to repeat this out loud at the count of three. It's going to tell everybody what the heck we do here at Substation 2. Don't laugh at me now. I want you to do this. Are you ready? One, two, three.
Slice. Garden.
I bet we're almost out of cadence, but that's okay. Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.